Turning to news from Africa, and Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe yesterday emerged from day-long negotiations to say he hoped to sign a power-sharing deal with the opposition as early as today. And his main rival also said an agreement was close. Morgan Tsvangirai has insisted on being head of government and chairing cabinet meetings with Mugabe in the largely ceremonial position of head of state. But Mugabe is unwilling to surrender much of the power he has wielded since independence from Britain in 1980. Gunther Simmermacher is the editor of the Southern Cross, a Catholic weekly in South Africa. He says the deal may give Mugabe a chance to make a dignified exit.
But it would certainly solve the impasse that has been created by the situation where the Movement for Democratic Change under Morgan Tsvangirai has a political parliamentary majority, while Mugabe is claiming the presidency after the farce of an election that took place in June. So a deal would be a breakthrough moment, but it would not be a final settlement for future dispensation, it would most likely. So I suppose that the deal will give Mugabe the ability to form a government, as he has claimed as his right. And probably Morgan Tsvangirai will have a mostly ceremonial prime ministerial position, and one would expect that some MDC members will be given certain ministerial posts. I expect that it would be a time-limited deal, perhaps designed even to give Mugabe a dignified exit. People have been saying that he has been seeking a dignified exit rather than being overthrown or voted out of office.